back to K-Companion. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Brittany.
And we are your hosts. We are a podcast made for fans of K-dramas and K-pop, and each week we talk about what we're watching and listening to. We've watched over 100 K-dramas, so we'll be here to tell you what we think you should watch next, and we'll just chat about all the things in between. So be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at @KCompanionPod for even more updates and content on what we are keeping up with. So what are we chatting about today?
So today we're doing a check-in. We're already into December. So we are going to go over some music news as we've had some award ceremonies happen, some things to look forward to in terms of K-dramas for the month, and just overall, how are you doing with all of the watching and listening to?
How are we doing? How are we doing it? How are we keeping up with all of it? Are we keeping up? Which... ultimately, the answer is I have no idea.
Barely.
I have no idea how we're doing. I have no idea what I'm watching, and I don't know how we're keeping up with it. But that's okay. I would say, you know, we've been doing pretty good. We are only watching one together right now at this point.
Yeah. Yep.
We're watching one K-drama together, and otherwise...
we're doing a lot of watching what the other person has already seen currently.
Yes.
So I think, and we'll touch on that as well, but I think that has also made it feel different.
Different, yeah, where I'm like, I don't know, make progress. Doesn't feel like progress, but that's all right. In music news, we have had two award ceremonies recently. And I mean, I like that everybody's getting a piece of it,
mm-hmm.
but there were some pretty great performances.
Yeah.
And awards.
Yep. So there are two award ceremonies that we're going to be focusing on is the MAMA ceremony, which is Mnet's Asian Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is MMA, not wrestling. It is
oh my God.
It is the 15th Melon Music Awards. So those happened within the past week or so. And for international fans, I'm so sorry because that was early. I caught the end half of the MAMA Awards. Yeah. We had some great performances out of those. And the thing that I thought was interesting, and I don't know, I can't recall if they've done it in the past, but it feels like with a lot of K-pop groups, obviously they have really big fan bases.
Mm.
So you want to, you know, play to those folks as well. And so in each award ceremonies, they had like a worldwide fans choice where multiple groups won.
Because it's like worldwide fan choices.
Right.
TXT, you know, Zero Base One, which I have to say, Zero Base One is coming into its own. AT, Stray Kids, BTS, obviously. 17, Twice, NCT, Dream and Hyphen. But, you know, that is where I'm like, it can't be fan choice.
Nope.
Fan choices.
Yeah, they have chosen them all.
The thing I love about these award ceremonies, and I think this is different from any other ceremony we've ever seen, is everybody gets their time.
Which
is why they're like 5 hours long.
Yes.
However, it's like everybody gets to talk, everybody gets to perform. So, I mean, that is different, but it's great. So I'm not surprised that there are many fan choice winners.
I will say one of the biggest highlights when watching these ceremonies are watching your favorite groups react to other groups that you also like.
This is so good. It's so good. And I think, you know, there are iconic, I mean, they've been made into memes now of BTS reacting to different groups, and several folks, you know, they've been called out of like having the best reaction and like being caught on the screen.
Yes. I think the amount of times they're caught on the screen where they're going for it,
they're
having the
it.
Best time, then they're like, oh God, okay, the camera's on me.
That would be pretty horrible if we were just attending a concert and then all of a sudden it's on you. Pretty bad. Just let them enjoy it. I would say a little like no surprise here, worldwide icon of the year for the MAMA Awards was BTS. But I was surprised at Best Female Artist of Jisoo.
I was as well. Not that I could...
Not for any real reason.
Yeah, not that there was anyone else I thought of that would be better. Mm-hmm. And NewJeans, they were the group that killed it on both of these awards. For both the MMA and MAMA Awards, they got Artist of the Year and Female Group of the Year, as well as Song of the Year with Ditto.
To no surprise.
Right?
No one is surprised.
No.
Their songs are so catchy, and they're just like great groups. I also, you know, I'm glad that best solo for males was JK. That's wonderful.
For the MMA awards. I know. Yeah. And then Jimin got the MAMA best male artist. So it is nice because between the two award ceremonies, they really do try, it seems like, to, I don't know, highlight some different folks but who are also, you know, deserving of said awards. One of the things that I do enjoy with the MMA awards is they talk about the stage of the year, which this year was SHINee's World 6 Perfect Illumination, which I remember seeing all sorts of clips and things all over social media for.
The MMA awards, Global Rising Artist is Boy Next Door.
Yeah.
As it should be.
So catchy.
So freaking catchy. Stop. All of their songs. And I do think, you know, Best Male Performance 17, that, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. None of these awards come as, like, a major shock, right? Other than what we've already mentioned. But I do think that this is a pretty...
I think it's pretty solid for what the year has been.
Yeah. A good representative of what we are listening to.
Right. I will say with... the MAMA Award performances, from what I caught while watching it live, but also seeing other people's react to it, I'd be like, oh, yep, I see that. A lot of people had issue with the fact that they were very zoomed out for a lot of the different performances.
Yeah.
Tomorrow by Together being one of the biggest. So, and I think that's part of the reason why HYBE was like, here is your choreo video
you wanted.
That is almost on par with just a music video. Like the way they shot it was ridiculous quality.
Yeah, and I think like that was where I was like, why are people mad? Like it was when that choreo video came out and they were like, finally, like this is what we wanted. And I was like, wait, what? And so yeah, I did realize, I was like, oh yeah, they kept it really zoomed out, so we didn't get those close-ups and everything. And that, like, that it's kind of the point.
I'm glad to see watch other people watching them and enjoying it, but it doesn't need to be like throughout the entirety of their performance.
Wide lens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did the same with N-Hyphen and ATEEZ, and so it was like those performances are definitely notable and definitely worth, you know, checking out, but in terms of the quality of those filmed, it was harder. Oof. I will say SHINee's performance on the MMA, and I think it's Reeze, is that how they say it?
Yeah.
R-I-I-Z-E. Sure. I also love their stuff.
Oh my gosh.
They have two songs out, and so very much looking forward.
Song.
Yes. Get a Guitar and Talk Saxy.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And New Jeans had really good, like, almost compilation performances, which is nice to watch.
Now, at one of these, was the whole JYP thing at one of these, or
no, that was at a...
separate?
It was at a film.
Oh,
it was at something. It wasn't at one of these performances, because all of the, like, there were actors largely in the audience. What we're talking about is there is this viral clip of JYP performing
like a mashup of some 80s songs in Korean, and it didn't
go over well from the reactions that we've seen online.
A lot of memes from it, and that is where we'll leave that. In other K-pop news, JK released a remixed version of 3D with Justin Timberlake, and Standing Next to You
with Usher,
which is like crazy, and also kind of like, why?
It's one of those where I'm like, look, you don't need the collab.
No.
I know you want it, and I'm glad that
also, why did we start with Jack Harlow?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I would have much preferred this 3D version with Justin Timberlake being the first version.
Yeah. So. I did like the remix of Standing Next to You with Usher.
I honestly, of all of the artists that he could have collabed with on that song, I was like, you have to pick Usher. Like, that's
so good.
His vibe is very similar to that song. And so it was a really good collaboration.
And people were definitely noticing that JK's hair is much shorter as he continues to get ready for his military enlistment, which happens very, 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 very soon.
Yeah.
Next week. So, anyways, looking forward to some K-dramas. Sweet Home 2, which I will not be watching.
It's already out.
Is out now for all of those who have been anxiously awaiting season 2. All 8 episodes dropped on Netflix last Friday, and Song Kang actually did announce that Sweet Home 2 and My Demon are going to be his last works released before he goes to the military.
Which, you know, hey, let's just have him be in all of the K-dramas before he
goes. Going out on a high.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's that. And what else is coming up?
So Welcome to Semdori airs on Saturdays and Sundays. We've highlighted this previously. Because it's the, is it the director or the writers of Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha?
Either one.
One of those.
Very similar.
And Ji Chang-wook is in it as well as others. And so it's got very much like hometown Jeju vibes.
Yes, it does have that vibe. And it, we're like nearing Christmas. And I'm like, well, it's kind of summery, but okay. So we'll see. We'll see what that one's all about.
Right.
I was excited and shocked and kind of hesitant to see that there is a follow-up to Soundtrack 1 that's called Soundtrack 2, and it is released, it was released yesterday on Disney Plus in Asia. It doesn't have the same couple as Soundtrack 1, so I'm not sure what they're doing with that.
They're just riffing off of the first one. I don't know how. Honestly, we won't see it for a few millennia.
Quite a while, so that's okay, but interesting there. And then, next up, everybody's talking about Death's Game.
The drama with everyone in it. Seo In-goo, Park So-dam, Lee Jae-wook, and so many more.
So much. And it premieres on December 15th. All episodes of Part 1 will be releasing simultaneously on TVING. I don't know how we're gonna watch it, but whenever we find, it's gotta be somewhere, okay?
Whenever
we find it, surprised. I bet you, you know, one of these platforms will have it.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm leaning toward Viki will have it before Netflix, but who knows?
And then we have new Park Seo-joon coming our way before Christmas.
Gyeongseong Creature, which is supposed to release on December 22nd, starring Park Seo-joon and Han So-hee, as well as Jo Han-chul and Wee Ha-joon, and more.
So many.
It's set in the spring of 1945 and tells the story of an entrepreneur and a sleuth who must fight for survival and face a monster born out of human greed. So, who knows?
Well, okay. Yeah, there are lots of K-dramas to look forward to, and we are going to be doing our favorite 2023 K-drama wrap-up next episode, so you should be on the lookout for that. And I don't even know what 2023 K-dramas I've watched this year, but we've watched quite a few, so that's exciting. Next up, we're going to move to birthdays. Because it is December. Every month, on the first of the month, we post a slideshow of some of our favorite idols and actors to celebrate their birthdays. So up first, we have on the 4th of December, it was Jin of BTS's birthday.
Yep. On the 5th, Subin of Tomorrow by Together.
Also on the 5th, we have Kwon Yuri from Racket Boys.
And then on the 9th, it will be Choi Minho's birthday. We've seen him in Poet Warrior, Yumi Cells, Love Struck in the City.
Yep. And then rounding out the month on the 30th, it is Taehyung's birthday. Kim Taehyung, V of BTS. It is his birthday on December 30th.
Yeah,
so you can check out our post on Instagram to see all of these wonderful actors and idols and repost onto your story if you'd like to celebrate their birthday. So also speaking of great music that we've been listening to, what is our music pick of the week?
It is ATEEZ's Crazy Form of their final world episode album. It is so catchy. I listened to it the first time and was like, okay, yeah, I hear you. And then I found myself hearing it in my head without listening to it. So it's really good. I will say our honorable mention this week is Watch It by The Boys.
Yep,
that one,
also a good one.
That hook that's in there. It's so very good.
It's good. The Boys never disappoint. So moving forward to what we're watching and what maybe we're keeping up with.
Right.
So we're both watching A Daily Dose of Sunshine. We've actually been crushing that a little bit, which is great.
Yeah.
So we're more than halfway through.
We'll finish Strong Girl Namsoon.
We did finish that. That was a little bit of a struggle to finish.
It was.
Toward the end. And sure. Yeah. I don't know. And then I binge watched Celebrity.
Which I have not seen.
It has 12 episodes. Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix. It's really interesting. And I was finding it just kind of like, I was halfway through the first episode, I was like, I might not continue this one. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the first episode, I was like, oh, okay, a little bit of cliffhanger there. And then, I don't know, I just found it easy to watch. I was like, all right, okay. It's kind of like how you make yourself a celebrity influencer, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So I liked it. I thought it was good. I will say on Netflix, and I don't know what's going on, but every time I would start an episode, it was started on the English dub.
Oh, no.
And so literally every time I start an episode, it would be this horrible English dub, and I'd have to like go in and fix it back to Korean audio with English subtitles. But I'm like, don't don't hit me with that every time. And I don't know. I haven't had that issue with Duna, which I'm also watching. I haven't had it be an issue for, you know, Namsoon or anything.
I wonder just if that it's one. Their way to, I don't know, to try and get people like, to watch it and be like, no one is you know what it is. Like, what? Yeah, that's crazy. So
I
don't know.
But I am watching Duna. I am halfway through it and really liking it.
It's so good.
Yeah, it is good.
I am more than halfway through May I Help You. I think it was episode 4 or 5 that really was like, yep, okay, on board. Here we go. So that is good. One. I did my own 2-episode test. Of
without
my,
me.
But yes, are that's we correct. No.
Like,
no.
Hey. I'm sorry. What? Where was I at? No, you just did
I
it
don't
without
know.
Me.
I just.
I'm gonna watch it.
That's good. So.
No, you're like, that's good. I'll do it on my own late at night. That's fine.
So I watched the first 2 episodes of My Demon, and I will say this is probably the most interesting character I've seen from Song Kang. What?
You and Song Kang have an interesting
bad rapport here.
Because, we all know how you felt about Nevertheless.
Yes.
We didn't like that one. We didn't like the character.
That's the thing, right? It's the character who was infuriating.
Yes. And then we saw him in that ballerina one.
Oh, Nevertheless. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. We liked him there.
Yes, that was good.
And then you saw him in Sweet Home and you're like, gah.
Yeah, Sweet Home was not my favorite.
Right? So I think it's like a roller
forecasting Love and Weather also not the best.
Also
so
down.
I will say this one, he has a lot more depth. I don't know if it's just because he gets to play a demon and has a nice backstory or what, but it's very funny and very fun to watch. So,
I will start it eventually. But what else are you watching behind my back?
Nothing.
Okay.
Because I'm finishing May I Help You.
Okay, good.
That one is taking precedence, then I will be dealing with My Demon.
And then we will be starting Welcome to Samdalri.
Yes.
So that's exciting because I'm really, that one's next.
Yes, let's be happy to watch Ji Chang Wook. That'll be great.
Yes.
No Love Struck in the City. No.
I know. Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
It'll be great. So yeah, and we intend to have more things kind of watched by the end of the year, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And next week will be our final episode.
Our season finale
for this
of season 2.
Yeah.
Of K-Companion.
Which, my God, like the time flies by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's gone by fast.
It is crazy.
It is wild. So, look forward to it. It'll be our season finale. We'll be taking a couple weeks off, and then we'll be back in 2024 for season 3.
Yes.
Which is very exciting. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok @KCompanionPod for all the things we have going on. Have a great day, night, and week. We'll catch you next week.